Hi, everybody. This is Christy. I am the Intimate Warrior. I thank you so much for stopping by. And as always, I send you love. I'm going to hopefully make this video a quick video. But since we are here, today is actually a Good Friday, and we begin the Passover. I wanted to take the time to give you this type of understanding about what it really means for Easter here. And, of course, it's matching in with where we are. Lots of things have been occurring and lots of things are taking place. Remember, we are working simultaneously through several levels. What was my last video? It was the full moon in Libra with the balancing of the scales. I also spoke to you about the 444 and giving you a deeper sense or a Hebrew interpretation about what that signifies. And I'm not sure you actually heard what the Hebrew meaning along with the cranial nerves that were in play. You have 4, 8, and 12. Lots of those the cranial nerves that I was speaking about, 4, 8, and 12, and I don't remember the actual names of all of those. So you can look up 4, 8, and 12 or go back into my 444 update, the deeper meaning, and also I think it was in that video is where I explained it, which has the Hebrew lettering on the face of the video. Most of those nerves, especially, I guess, the one that is hooking up with our ear, it attaches, well, I mean, they all go every single place, as above and so below. So anything that's within our cranial, any nerve that's within our brain extends down within the tree of life and hooks somewhere else within our body. The significance of it, I know there's one that hooks to our sinuses, which attaches to our sphenoid bone. The sphenoid bone is highly significant in our life. It's right behind it is where the pituitary sits. And hold on. Behind the sphenoid bone, of course, you have the sinuses directly in front of it. The sphenoid bone or behind it, I don't know. But you're going to have the thalamus, the kingdom that's going to sit within, giving us illumination. Well, the sphenoid bone is highly significant that without the sphenoid bone, and of course this works with everything, without the ventricles, you know, without this, the CSF, the cerebral spinal fluid, will not transport itself. But the sphenoid bone kind of has this contraction and restriction movement. It moves kind of back and forth in your cranial skull there and allows the passageway and movement of the cerebral spinal fluid to pass through other waterways or other pathways within your brain to, of course, make other connections. So there's that is being activated within you. And also, if you look at it, it looks like what? Wings, right? Or a butterfly. Greater transformation. In order to become a butterfly, you have to go through that metamorphosis, right? And now, I have been, even with my internal messages that I have been receiving, a monkey or a baboon was given, and I'm going to explain all this, hopefully, and make this really brief, but outside of our house, and other things are occurring, and I'm going to make those videos eventually, outside of our house, we have this tree, and I've noticed this baboon in the tree. It and I might put a picture there. I don't know what I'm going to use for the face of this video, but in the tree it's upside down. The baboon face, it looks upside down, so it's just kind of holes, two holes for the eyes and two holes for the mouth, and I guess it's places where, you know, limbs have fallen out or birds have actually made holes. So but it looks like an upside-down baboon. We come from, and this is huge. Am I making it into this video today? What am I doing? No, I think I'm going to save that monkey part for the next video because it connects more so with that. I think it is anyway. So getting back to Easter here anyway in the Passover. The Passover is actually, 7 days? And let me get the actual dates here. I believe it begins today and goes on until the 23rd of 22nd or 23rd. It doesn't matter whether it's 22nd. I think it makes it, 7 days. But I think it begins at sundown tonight and then stops Saturday, the 23rd. I don't know. It doesn't matter. It's still going to be 7 days. And then even if it's 8 days, highly significant numbers anyway. 7 days of creation, right? 7 days of the week. We have seven spiritual bodies. And the 7 days for where we are currently at in order, of course, we know that the resurrection is Easter, which from today to Easter is considered 3 days, right, for the resurrection. But it's still, in order to be resurrected, one must have completed seven levels. And you have to work through the seven spiritual bodies. And that's why I also mentioned what my orb was doing, or that mass, the spiritual mass that was moving like water, was doing in my right eye. It was descending and ascending, descending for a total of seven times. And this is why people can get to a point of believing that they have finished. I know early on in my path, I was seeing lots of beautiful things. The very first moment that you can lay your eyes upon Christ, people can, or any other, God or anything else within this, that you can think of, depending on what you have learned. When you see Jesus, you think your mind is going to trick you into thinking you are resurrected. I'm sorry, friends. We have to complete every single level. We're going to go up and down the tree of life several times. That's why there's 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Yet, we have to make sure that we reach to the top, finally to the top, to where the three simple letters are. But we also are going to work with the seven double letters, which work with the 7 days of creation. Creation. We are not in creation mode until we are about to become. We're working through it right when we're about to become. Now, what is it? When the crown is never fully open until the very last, because the crown consists of the third eye and the fourth eye, or the pineal and pituitary unification, which means that the thalamus and all of those glorious places within the mind have had to already received the cerebral spinal fluid. Now, when I mentioned those nerves, it really began to click within me, because remember the Word, or Christ, the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and Jesus, and I've been having lots of periods of inability to think, and my brain won't allow words to come out, period. I have been stuttering and stammering, trying to figure out words here for a couple of days. And I'm like, are you serious? This is such a simple and easy word. Why don't you understand it? Anyway, so Jesus is also God, right? It says that in the Bible. God and Jesus are one. And you can't get to the Father, though, unless you go through the Son. I mentioned that several of those nerves, or my ears, also were Lots of inner tingling sensations swirling, but also a sensation going to the top from my inner throat into my ear, also to the top of my crown. It has to create what it looks like is the diamond. The diamond crown, you're going to have these sensations of opening, but you're also going to have it opening from, or sensations from, the top of the crown to the bridge of your nose and back into the throat, the other portion of the diamond, creating, you know, a huge diamond anyway. And this is the throat is where the word is expressed. But without the breath that God breathed into Adam, we don't have the word. So we are always having to make our connection back up to the God source and to receive that proportion of it. And so it's the medulla oblongata that opens up the word, the expression of the word. And this is the uterus. Now, what I am trying to get here, get the point I'm trying to make, you see how it's the words are just not there. Yod, He, Vau, He. The name of God. Yod signifies the point, the dot, also the head and the crown. He, the first He, is within the throat. Vau is going to be within the solar plexus. The final He is in the root. So the two Heys are feminine aspects. Yod at the crown is the masculine. Yod and He unified is the Alpha and Omega, is the father and the mother unified. Thou, this is highly significant, is the nail. The nail. In the Bible, it talks about receiving the sign in the seal, and that some people will have the mark of the beast written on their forehead and a mark on their wrist. But it also says that you will receive a sign. You will receive a sign if you are a part of God's kingdom. If you understand and have been with me, you know that six also connects with vow. And also it's pronounced Vav, and depending on which learning you work through. Vav works with our spine, within the spinal canal, but also is in relationship to Adam. Adam that fell. We must rise back up. Vav, or six, 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 is the six protons, neutrons, you know, electrons of carbon. 12. Anybody who is not completing the work, we are all the beast. Okay, we are all humans working with the human mind, the fallen mind, the fallen element. Yet it is that fallen element that can help us rise. That same fallen Luciferian light that has fallen, that fallen angel, is the same element that can help us rise. But if we think that we have completely done the work, especially when we're beginning, and the ego is really at play even more so, I mean, the ego is always at play, you can trick yourself into thinking, or the ego can trick yourself into thinking that you have completely gotten here. And lots of people who think that they are clairvoyant or have the inability to perceive with their sixth sense think that they are within enlightenment or are the chosen one. And you can hear it within how they speak and how they act and how all kinds of ways that this person knows nothing. You might have, just like for myself, and I'm going to use myself here. In the beginning, when I began to open up spiritually, my inner vision was already what began to open. I was very excited. I was centered in love. And I'm not saying I still wasn't of 666, okay? But I wasn't allowing my ego. You see, we still are going to be a fallen individual up until the moment we are resurrected. I am still within the fallen individual. Although I am doing the great work, I am turning myself into gold, I am in center and in alignment with love. I am performing alchemy. I am creating the philosophical stone, but I'm not there yet because I am not risen. I have just received the sign and the mark. You shall receive the mark as well. The mark of Vav, Yod, He, Vav. When we are actually hooking up all of this, it also works with the 7 days of creation and the 7 double letters of the Hebrew alphabet. You have to complete and go through those hookups. You're connecting. You're making these connections. That's what the nail is. The nail that Christ was, that was used to hit, to stick Christ to the cross. You know, and oh man, there's a song I was listening to today on the radio when I was sitting outside this morning with my husband. And if my brain will allow me to remember it, I'm going to push pause so I can get it. And I'm probably going to get emotional about this. So I pushed pause and found the words or the name of the song. It's called By the Mark, and it's a Daly and Vincent song, and it's a bluegrass song. But I really encourage you to go, if you don't want to listen to the song, look it up and just read it. So it goes, by the mark where the nails have been, by the sign upon his precious skin. Here we go. I will know my Savior when I come to him by the mark where the nails have been. So you're going to receive the mark. And this is the mark that shows and demonstrates that you have followed the path to everlasting life. Okay? And since I just spoke with that word life, I wanted to tell you a little incident as well. I looked at my husband, and he has this tattoo, and it's an Asian letter or symbol, whatever it is. It looks like a letter, and it has kind of like the sun rays around it, but not quite an Indian motif of the sun around it. And I looked at it last night, and this just happened last night, and I said, you know what, that reminds me of something. And it reminds me of the 8th Hebrew alphabet, which is called Chet. It means life. Chet is the union of the Vav and of the Zion. Now, Vav is the 6th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. So, Zion is the 7th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. I'm talking about the 7 days of creation here, and the 7 double letters already. So, Zion is the feminine aspect that we must take on the path. It, the letter Chet also resembles Hey of the Hebrew alphabet, which is of Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. Chet is the union of Hey and of Vav, which again creates the Chet. It is the union of masculine and feminine aspects of self, or the unification of the Ida and Pingala, or the unification of the masculine and the feminine aspects of self, working through the 7 days of creation. And I thought it was highly significant. Everything lately for myself, especially, I'm looking at things. I'm like, wow, that's hooking up with this. Oh, wow, that's hooking up with this. What we're working with. There's so much. And it's so beautiful. And that's what's going to happen. So the Vav is, again, the nail, the symbol that you're going, the sign that you're going to receive, that you are hooking up. So you're going to receive the Yod, the Hey, and then the Vav. from God, showing that you have hooked yourself up to the cross. What does the cross signify? Jesus was crucified on the cross, the crucifixion, which means in Christianity and other whatever religions, the death of our Savior, which means that he is going to resurrect within the tomb within 3 days. Now, I've mentioned this in other videos, but I want to talk about it again. So the crown chakra, which is the Father, has 1,000 petals, 1,000 petals, and the vibration of the seed in the pituitary, or in which sits upon the altar, the foundation stone. It sits there for 3 days. And then it's raised to the pineal gland, where the fires of spirit, or the resurrection flame that is anchored in the pineal gland, can illuminate the third eye. So, I don't know if I'm going to leave it at this, because everything else is hooking up to make another video about it. But because we are here at, and this doesn't mean you're actually going to be illumined today or on Easter Day, but it doesn't mean that you're not. Remember, every time we're at a level, we're actually at the level below and above. And even though we're at this higher level, there's still more. And if there's any form that is within you that is a little restricting, the Holy Spirit is going to purify it. So the final hey, though, of Yod, hey, vow, and hey, is that white fire element of the Holy Mother. She is the one that does the work. You can say that she is the seventh day of creation, the actual seven of Zion. She is what does the work. The previous letters of the Hebrew alphabet, you can say God is doing that work for you, or the masculine principle is doing that work for you. But of course, you have to still work through the feminine aspects every single time you're working with the masculine aspect. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Through love, through honoring the Sabbath day. That's what Zion is. That's what seventh day signifies, that you are honoring, not holding one element over the other, but that you remember the Holy Mother. We can't forget where we have come from. We have a father and we have a mother, and we're going to have a son prior to being resurrected. So Zion is that it's going to come back up through the flames of white, the white lily flame, which is going to eventually turn into the resurrection flame that makes you remember and see God's source. You are going to go to the sun, and my printer is making noises if you hear it. I apologize for that. You have to get to the sun. You have to reunite with the mother. You have to reunite with the father. So the final hey is that hookup that you have through the mother principle. And of course, because you have given hooked up with the mother principle, you're being purified completely by, or mostly purified by, the mother elements within you, because she is that white fire, that white flame that goes through again and purifies you at your highest elements within you, so that you can become resurrected. You're going to receive that mark on your hand, the blood-stained hand, that's going to indicate, well, I don't know what you're going to receive. I know early on in my process, I was receiving nails. I couldn't make that connection back then. I was so early on in my process. I was like, well, I know Christ was nailed to the cross. And, you know, I did as much research. And ironically, I would find nails out when I was out, you know, in the parking lot. And I was like, okay, this means something. This means something. You're going to be crucified and resurrected through every single time you work through your spiritual bodies. We're going to have seven spines, which means we have to resurrect seven times. And it's only going to be the last time, or we have to do the complete work seven times before the true resurrection takes place. And let's see if there's anything else I'm going to add to this video. My granddaughter's birthday is tomorrow, so and of course it's Easter. So there are a lot of things that I want to get done or need to get done prior to everything. And because I mentioned the word Chet, or the eighth letter of the Hebrew alphabet of Chet, that signifies a number eight. We know that the infinity symbol looks like a number eight, and that's why it means life. It's infinite and continuous. But this works through the Kundalini element that is continuously flowing, but of course the cerebral spinal fluid, I'm having a hard time spitting that out, is continuously moving throughout our body. But it also works with the letter Samech of the Hebrew alphabet, which is also the sign of the serpent eating its tail, always in rotation. But because it creates an infinite loop within you, creating Chet, or working through Chet, the eighth letter of the Hebrew alphabet, and giving you life, is because every time it makes a pass, it's going to connect at your heart, where the heart is always, because the heart of God connects with the heart, the mind of God, and enters and descends back down into the earth, creating an infinite loop of life. Whew. I hope this all makes sense to you guys. And stay with me. I will get back to you guys as soon as I can for more insight and updates. This is Christy. Much love, health, and healing your way. I am bringing purpose to your life. Take care.